the day, which is, I think, a very, very good problem of the day today, is a problem related to dictionary operations. This is sort of the most important data structure that we will use in algorithm design, is the dictionary. And so a dictionary is a data structure that supports six different operations, as I see it, okay? There is the first item is the search operation. The search operation is one that takes as input a key and a dictionary and returns a pointer. This is going to be important, the exact detail, a pointer to the element in the dictionary, okay? Any questions? Input, key, output, pointer, if there is one. That's search. Insert says, given a dictionary, okay, and a pointer to a new item, okay, put that new item into the dictionary. One of the things with that new item has to be the key of that new item. That's got to be part of the record of what we're inserting. But we're given a pointer to an item. Any questions? Delete says, given a dictionary and a pointer to the item to be deleted, okay, return, take that item away from the data structure. So note the difference. When we have insert, our item is outside the data structure, right? We want to put it in. When we say delete, we already have the item, a pointer to the item. That's exactly what we have. How might we have gotten that pointer to the item? You want to delete Skeena from the data structure? You had done a search, you could have gotten that thing. So the course, given a key and deleting the record, can certainly be done as a function of search time plus delete time. If you break it down this way, it is possible delete is faster, and therefore you might want to just delete things. You know, you might be able to delete things without having to search for them. So it might be good to break them up that way. Any questions? Let's see if we can figure this thing out. Kabunk. Okay. Min and max are operations that take as input the dictionary. And as an item returns, let's say, a pointer. I didn't clarify it here. But returns a pointer to either the largest or the smallest item, okay? Depending upon what you're asking for. If you have a min, you want a pointer to the smallest item. This means the smallest value in the key space. It has nothing to do with who was inserted first or who was inserted last. What kind of data structures are good if you care about who was inserted first or who was inserted last? Stacks and queues, those are the kinds of things that worry about order of insertion. Here we are in dictionaries, we're living in key space world, okay? Any questions about that? And finally, next and previous ask us that if we are given an element, a pointer to an item in the dictionary, how do we find, get us a pointer to the element that appears immediately before it, in the case of previous, in the key space. So if we're looking for Skeena, if we have a dictionary, we say previous of Skeena, what is the person in the dictionary who should be returned? The one who appears alphabetically before Skeena among the people in the class. Does everybody see that? That's what I mean by previous. Next would give me who appears after Skeena in the dictionary. Any ideas why you might be interested in previous and next operations in a dictionary? Why are these? Might these be useful things? Let's say I want to cruise through all the elements in the dictionary, right? What would be one way I could cruise through all the elements in the dictionary? Next, where do I start? So I get the first element. How do I get the first element? Min. Does everybody agree with this? Min. And then next until I get back a nil, right? I have cruised through all my elements in a nice way. Any questions about that? That might be a useful thing to do. Any questions? So these are the basic dictionary operations. Does everybody agree with that? Any questions? So that is the abstract type dictionary. The problem of the day asks you to implement a dictionary using four different underlying data structures. Okay? And the question is, what are the running time complexities that we get when we implement the dictionary according to these data structures? Now, one thing to realize about data structure design that is not immediately obvious is that data structure design is a balancing act. Typically, you have a bunch of operations. Let's look at this thing. I've got these operations, okay? You want to implement all of them fast, but that may not be possible. With some implementation, you can make some of these operations fast, but not the others, right? What you do in one of these operations may have an impact on the speed of the other operations. And so when you're doing data structure design, you have to think about a whole vision. How do you support all these operations so that you achieve good running times for all of them, or good running times for the ones you care about? When you have different sets of things that you care about, okay, you can achieve very fast operations. Let's say we only cared about insert. Can someone give me a data structure that is very good if all you had to do was support insert? Yes. You say something unsorted. I would say, what would be a best data structure for something you insert? What is something in life where you only insert something? A garbage can. No, a garbage can is something in life, right? Ever retrieve something from a garbage can? So if you don't have to retrieve any something, what is the best way to insert, to maintain a data structure where all you did insert? Whenever you said insert something, say yes, sure, and not do anything. Does everybody agree with that? That's a data structure that would answer insert fast in constant time and would do none of the other operations. Does everybody agree with that? The question of whether that kind of a data structure is a good thing depends upon what mix of operations you want to support. Okay? So what I want us to do is to take a look at these different classes of implementations for linked lists and see how fast we can do it. Okay? Let me try to do it. If I were thinking about a singly linked, the first case, let's take a look at the first case, is singly linked, unsorted list. How much time does it take to search for an item where I'm given the key? You guys can yell this out if you want. Order N, right? I've got to cruise through the entire list. I've got to point it ahead, bop, 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 until I get there. Insert an item into the list. How much time will it take to insert it? Well, if I insert it at the beginning, that would then be order one. Does everybody agree with that? I just link it in, diddle a couple of pointers, and I'm there. Delete something from a singly linked list. I'm given a pointer to the item to delete. How much time does that take? Who here says O of N? Who here says O of 1? Okay, everybody said O of N, which is very good. Possibly because the answer was in the book, okay? But let's just make sure and think about why that actually is. If I'm given a pointer to the item to be deleted, okay? If it's singly linked, I will, to delete it, what do I have to do? I have to basically reroute this pointer. Does everybody agree with that? In order for me to reroute this pointer, what do I have to do? I have to find this element. It's like I'm dancing in a conga line. I want to get to the person behind me, but I can't reach them, right? Everybody see what I mean? I have my hand on the shoulders in front of me. There's no way to get behind me except go to the start of the line and bop around again. So deletion in a singly linked list is order N. What about finding the successor in an unsorted singly linked list? I'm given a pointer to Skeena. Okay, and I want to find who is first after Skeena in sorted order. How would I do that? How much time would that take? Order N. How would I do it in order N? I start at the head of the list and I say, are you bigger than Skeena? If so, are you less big than Skeena than the previous person I know who is bigger than Skeena? Does everybody agree with that? Bop, bop, until I hit the end of the list, right? So all of these I might have to, in the worst case, Hit all of them. Order N, order N. Any questions? In the beginning, you're looking for a key. So the way that you're doing is you're comparing your key to the key field of everybody in the list. Okay? So what's the question again? Well, okay. So these operations, right now I'm assuming I'm representing my dictionary by a singly linked list where the elements are kept in an unsorted order. Okay? That's my assumption. There's other ways I can maintain dictionaries, and we'll look at three other ways. Okay? Namely, whether we use W-linked lists, whether we use sorted or unsorted order. Depending upon when we do it, certain operations will become faster and certain operations will become slower. That's the key point of this. I'm not sure that answers your question. Okay, any questions? So what's next? To find the minimum or maximum element in a singly linked, unsorted list. How would I do it? How much time does it take? And I got to keep growing. Are you bigger than the first, than the best, the biggest I've seen? Bop, 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 through the list. So that's something I think I see. What if now I decide to use a singly linked list, but one that is sorted? How fast are these operations? How fast is it to search a list in the worst case if it's sorted? Still order N. Why doesn't sorting help me? The fact that it's sorted helps with binary search. Why doesn't binary search do it here? I can't access the middle element. That is the problem. It cost me linear time to access the middle element, right? So I'm going to go through and bop, bop, bop. The search, does having it in sorted order do me any good for search? In the worst case, no. In practice, maybe, right? If I say, is Skeena in the dictionary? And I've gotten past, gotten up to somewhere with a T, Timberlake, Justin Timberlake, right? I know Skeena is not in that running in that crowd, right? I didn't know that before. But big O-wise, it's still O of N. How much time does it take to insert something into the dictionary? Okay, I'm giving a pointer to the item. I'm giving a sorted linked list, singly linked. How much time does it take to insert it? Hearing different numbers. I think I heard constant. I think I heard log N. I heard no log N. I don't see any logs here. What I see here is I have to find where I am going to insert it and then basically change the pointer of the predecessor, right? So if I keep walking through and keep the predecessor of the current element, figure out where are the two elements that Skeena would be between. Insert the node for Skeena there, change that pointer. It would be constant time once I found the predecessor of where I go. But I don't have where I go, right? I have a pointer to the element. I got to find it. O sub N. So insert is expensive. Question. Insert doesn't assume. It says I'm given this thing. I am given a data structure. Put it in. Because for certain structure, you're saying it has to do with where does it go. How did I get that information of where did it go? It's possible you could say you could have done a search and returned it, but that wasn't how we defined search. We said if it wasn't there, when we did a search, we said we don't know where it is. We got a nil, right? Any questions? What about now delete? How much time does it take to delete item from a singly linked sorted list? O of N, the fact that it was sorted didn't change things for us. What about successor? If I'm given an element, can I now find out who's after Skeena? Now this is where sorting is a good thing, right? Now here I can do it in constant time. Does everybody agree with that? What if I am given want to find the predecessor? Who's before Skeena in the sorted list? How much time does that take? Order N, okay? Because now I've got to go back and say whose successor is Skeena. Okay, I got to cruise through the list from the beginning. Bop, bop, bop. What if I want to find the maximum element? Okay, the minimum, well, I'll say the minimum element. If I'm sorted from smallest to largest, what would be the cost of that? O of one. How about to find the maximum element? The last guy in sorted order. Well, as implemented in a trivial way, it's clear it's got to be order n, because I've got to go to the end of the list. Who's the guy with the nil? How might I make this faster, though? So you're saying if I have a pointer to the tail, okay, if I have a pointer to the tail, that would be order n, order 1. Does everybody agree with that? But who would have to change in order to have a pointer to the tail? Let's think about this. Who changes if I have a pointer to the tail? Insert will change when I have a pointer to the tail. Is there anybody else who will change? Delete. It seems to me that if in order to do that, if I'm going to have a pointer to the tail, anytime the pointer to the tail might change, I had better do something in that operation. Does everybody agree with that? I've got to update who the cost of the tail is, right? So if you want to do maximum also in constant time, you're going to have to be prepared to modify those two operations. Does everybody see that? It's not just a question of speeding up, of changing this one. You have to change somebody else to get the effect of fixing what you want. Okay? Any questions? Yes. If the list was sorted in descending order, you're saying I could, without playing these games with the tail, I could get max to take order n and min to take order 1. But it looks like unless I play games with the tail, one of these is going to be constant and one of them is going to be linear. Okay? Would it cost more to keep track of whether the tail has changed on an insertion or a deletion? Big O-wise, it shouldn't change it, right? How much time does it take to find the tail element in a list of length n? N, does everybody agree we would cruise through it? Who's the guy with the nil, right? So we could find, after we did the insertion or the deletion, in order n time, we could find the tail pointer and update it. Does everybody agree with it? What's the cost of insert or delete now? I claim it's order n plus order n. Does everybody agree with that? So how much is order n plus order n? Order n. So by keeping track of it, we can do this in order at one time here without changing the big O complexities of the other two. Any questions about that? See how there's some balance going on? Yes. Okay, you're saying if you don't know which way the list is sorted, won't both of them be order n? Well, I would argue, first of all, when you're doing the data structure, you're the one who knows because you programmed the thing, right? So it shouldn't be a mystery to you whether it is sorted or which direction it's sorted in. You agree? Because you're sort of writing the thing. You're doing the implementation. Okay? Could anyone take a look at how much time would it take to take a look at a linked list and tell me if it's, I tell you it's sorted. I promise you it's sorted. How much time will it take to decide if it's sorted in increasing order or decreasing order? Should be order 1 unless there's duplicates, right? Look at the first two elements. Are they going up or going down? Okay? Any questions? So any questions about these? Now let's think about doubly linked lists. Okay, I'm going to go to another color. I'm having fun here. What color? What would be if we have a doubly linked, unsorted list? How much time will it take to search in a doubly linked list? Now I can go to both the guy before me and the guy after me. Or n still. Does everybody see that, right? How much time will it take to insert an item? Now that I have a pointer to the item, How much time will it take to insert it into a doubly linked unsorted list? O of 1. Why is that? Well, I'm going to insert it at the very beginning is what you're telling me, right? Any questions? Okay. What about delete? Okay. Now I'm giving a pointer to the item to delete. How much time does it take to delete it? I hear O of N. Now I claim the answer is no, not O of N. Now it is O of 1. If it's doubly linked, how do I find the predecessor? What does it mean to be doubly linked? It means that every item has two pointers, one going forward and one going backwards, right? If I want to delete this guy from this list, what do I have to do? I find out who's my predecessor. Change his or her outgoing pointer to point there. Does everybody agree with that? Change this guy's back pointer to point to here, right? By changing two pointers, this guy is now toast. He's out of the array, out of the list. Any questions? So this should now be done in constant time, okay? Just like it was done, okay, insert was done in constant time. Delete now can be done in constant time. This is the improvement we get, right? Any questions about why it was constant in here and it wasn't constant before? Question. Well, delete said I was given a pointer to the item, wasn't it? If I'm given a pointer to the item, I don't have to search for it, right? So suddenly this one's good. Any questions? What if I want to find the successor of an item? It's an unsorted list. I know who's before me in the list. I know who's after me in the list. But that doesn't tell me who's before me in alphabetical order. I line you guys up in random order. I said, go make a line. I now ask you, who's the one before you in alphabetical order? You don't know anything, right? You still have to ask everybody to find out who's before you in alphabetical order. You know who's before you in physical order. But that doesn't help you, right? So this is still order N. What about the predecessor in sorted order? Order N. What about the maximum or minimum element? Order N. These are unsorted, right? As I cruise through it, it looks like it's order N, right? Any questions about that? What about if I now have a doubly linked sorted list? How much time is it going to be to search for it? Order N. I heard a log N. Why don't I like a log N? For a log N, it means how many times do I have the list? If I can find a way to have the list in constant time, it is log N. But why can't I have the list? Because I can't get to that log N, that N over second element, that median element, without cruising through the entire list. Does everybody see that? That's why it's order N. Any questions? How much time does it take to insert this guy into a doubly linked, unsorted list? Well, if it's sorted, it's sorted, it's doubly linked, I've got to find where it goes, right? That could take order N. What about deleting this element? I now have a pointer to it. It's doubly linked. How much time does this take? Constant time, right? How much time does it take to find my predecessor? 1. How much time to find my successor? Because we're having those pointers are good, right? What about finding the minimum element? 1. The first guy in the list. What about the maximum element? Depends whether I want to play the tail game, right? If I play the tail game, it's going to be constant. If not, it's going to be order N. Does everybody agree with that? Question. Well, so one question would be is, did I have my list last element linked to the first one? If so, then it's going to be trivially, constant time. Assuming I could have done the maintenance of the insertions and deletions like that, which presumably I would have. Or I could have done the same trick as before. It's basically the same trick. I'm going to have to modify my insertion and deletion operations to keep track of a pointer to the last guy. You're saying only you're going to stick the pointer to the last element as the predecessor of the first element, as opposed to here we kept it in some variable. No big difference. Well, in both cases, even if I had it as a line, so long as I keep a pointer to the tail somehow, which I could update in by doing these operations, a little bit extra work there that doesn't change the asymptotic complexity. Let's say I'll make all of these order one, if I can do it. Okay? Any questions? Now, which of these is the best data structure? The answer is it depends. Okay? Depends upon which operations you care about. Which is better, singly linked sorted or unsorted? If you're doing a lot of inserting, this looks good. If you're doing a lot of successoring, this looks good, right? You're doing a lot of minimums and maximums, this is good, right? They each achieve a different amount of work. What is the difference between why might singly linked sorted be better than doubly linked sorted? On all operations, singly linked sorted dominates doubly linked sorted. Why might we be interested in a singly linked list instead of a doubly linked list? Yes. You say easier to program. Why else? Less pointers mean less memory used, right? It might use half as much pointer space. If I was worried about memory, it might make a difference, right? Now, big O-wise, which is how we are usually seeing things, doubling the memory, the amount of space you're using to pointers, does that change anything in a big O sense? No, okay? So we're not going to worry about it. If you want your linked list to be doubly linked, make them doubly linked. In a real computer, if I told you that your 4 gigabyte computer now had 2 gigabytes, okay, because you used half of it for extra pointers, would you be happy or unhappy? Okay? There, a factor of 2 makes a difference, right? So we should be aware of what we're using our memory for. But big O-wise, it doesn't change the picture. Any questions? Any questions about any of these operations? Okay? That's how we think about data structures and stuff like that. Any questions? Okay, good. Okay, so here are my answers, and I think it's pretty much what I agreed on before. Okay, so let me talk a little bit about the sort of what is somehow the data structure that in many applications achieves the right balance between inserting and searching. There's sort of 2 issues in a data structure. There's one of how long does it take to search. There's a second as to how long it takes to insert and delete things. Okay? We like the idea of searching in an array that's sorted because we can use binary search and we get access to things in log n. This is good. We don't like putting things in sorted arrays because inserting an item into a sorted array is expensive. Why is it expensive to insert an item into a sorted array? Yeah? If I have a sorted array, bunk, 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 I want to insert another item between here and here. Since I'm relying on the contiguousness of this, I've got to physically move all of these guys. I might have to move a linear amount of elements. So arrays, in principle, good to search, slow to update. Linked lists, in principle, slow to search, good to update, right? What is sort of the one that provides the balance, the best balance of these operations, is a binary search tree. What is a binary search tree? It is a data structure where it's a rooted tree where every node contains 2 children, in principle at most 2 children. They are identified as either left or right, okay? And we are going to be labeling child, each note in the tree with meaning, okay? An element that we want to potentially search for. Any questions about that? So in principle, there are either two or three pointers in a binary search tree node. Okay? We could have pointers to our children. We need pointers to our children. We might have a pointer to our parents. It's sometimes convenient to be able to reach your parents. I don't know if you believe that or not. Okay? But sometimes it's convenient to have a direct access to them. Although usually, since the access to you was through your parents, you could have saved your access to the parents. Somehow, how you got to you, implicitly you went through your parents. So if we save on a stack or something how we got to you, we can usually reconstruct the parent. But sometimes it's convenient to have access to it directly, and it isn't going to cost us any more in a big O sense. So maybe we'll assume we have a pointer to our parent also. Any questions? So what makes a binary search tree different than a binary tree? A binary tree is just a graph structure. A binary search tree is a binary tree where the node labeling has a particular property to it, okay? Namely, all the nodes in the left subtree of a node are less than the node. All the label of the node, all the nodes in the right subtree are greater than the value of the node. And all the values of the node itself has its value. I mean, there's nothing much to be said about it, right? The interesting thing is that every node has this property, okay, in the entire tree. So if we take a look at this, is this a binary search tree? Two, anything in its left subtree is bigger. Well, nothing in its left subtree. Who cares? Its right subtree, everybody's bigger than two, right? Right subtree of this, everybody's bigger than three, right? Left subtree of this, everybody is less than seven. Right subtree of this, everybody is greater than seven. Left subtree of six, everybody is less than six. This is a binary search tree. Okay? Any questions about it? So here's an interesting question. Suppose I give you a binary search tree, okay, just with holes in it. Let's take a look. A chunk, let's say, would have the same shape as this thing. And I give you a bunch of numbers to put in it, 100, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 nodes in here. 6, 10, 5, 2, 4. How many different ways can we label the nodes of this tree so that it is a binary search tree? Here are the keys that I want to label it with. Here's my tree structure. How many ways can I assign these labels to that tree? So it is a binary search tree. Okay. I claim there is exactly one way to paint this binary search tree, such that this binary tree, such that it's a binary search tree. What do I know about what label has to be the label of this first one? Root. It has to be the smallest one. Which is the smallest one? Can't be anything else, right? What if I made it three? What if I made, I would be doing nothing. What if I made it four? Where could two be? Two is going to have to be sitting someplace here, which means it doesn't satisfy the order. Does everybody agree with that? In general, if I have a tree like this, where I've got R nodes to the left, L nodes to the left, R nodes to the right, what element should be the label of the key, of the root? The middle one, middle means what? The N over second one? If I sort the keys, which key is the one that's going to go in there? Not the median. The median assumes that the number of nodes on the left is the same as the number of nodes on the right, right? If I have L nodes on the left and R nodes on the right, what is going to be the root node here? say, L plus R over 2. No, I don't understand that. I've got a total of how many nodes? I have L plus R plus 1. Does everybody agree with that? So if I had the elements in sorted order, which is the one that's going to be sitting here? L plus 1, there have to be all guys smaller than me, right? Any questions about that? Okay. So once you believe that, that actually becomes a recursive argument that there's only one way to label the tree, right? I have said, if I have the tree structure, you now know which element is in the root. You know all the other guys that are less than me have to go on the left subtree, all the guys that are bigger than me on the right subtree. It's now recursively a smaller problem, and the same deal applies. People agree with that? One way to label this thing is a binary search tree. Any questions about that? Okay? Very good. And what is great about this search, this binary search labeling, is that it is going to give me a way to find things easily. Okay? Here is my data structure for implementing a binary search tree. I have a key item. That's this. I have a pointer to my left and right child. A node in a tree has a pointer to two nodes, the left and right childs, which are also pointers to nodes in trees, right? This is a node. This is a pointer to a node. And in this implementation, I have a pointer to my parent because it's occasionally useful and isn't going to really cost me much to implement, to maintain it. Any questions? Okay, good. Now, how do you search in a binary search tree? Okay? I claim this program here is an actual program to search. What is the basic idea? You start at the root. What do you do once you start at the root? Here's a key I'm looking for. How do I find that element? I'm starting with a pointer to the root of my tree. How do I find if that element is in my tree? Yes. Compare, are you the root? Are the root, congratulations, you have found it, right? Is the root value equal to K? Okay? If not, ask, is the root value less than K? Okay? If it is, this tells me which side of the tree it goes on. Okay? And I claim that basically in one comparison, I decide which pointer do I cruise down. Okay? If it is on the less than it, I search the left subtree. If it is greater than that, I search the right subtree. Note how this is a recursive thing. Recursive. Nice and slick. Any questions about that? How much time does it take to traverse the tree, to search the tree? Yes. Okay, I'm hearing O of log n. I don't see a log n here. I thought I'm giving you a tree. It has n nodes in it. How much time is it going to take to search? It depends upon what my tree is like. If my tree was a twig, bop, 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 how much time would it take to search to find this guy? Order n, right? If my tree was perfectly balanced, how much time would it take? Why is it log n? Okay, where do log n's come from? Again, I remember what log n's come from. Yes. Well, okay, so you're giving me an argument that that you're saying to me that every time I search if it's balanced, once I go one way, I've knocked off half the elements. And you're saying it's the number of times I have. I start out with n elements that might be my key. In each comparison, I go down and I have the elements. That's why it's log n. How many times do I have it? That's reasonable. But that's only if the tree is balanced. Does everybody agree with it? So I could say in the worst case it is order n, but that kind of misstates it a little bit. What I think is a safe, polite way to say it is that the time it takes is order h. Make that clear that my writing isn't so bad. Order h. The height of the tree. Does everybody agree with it? Each step we march down one level. The height of the tree is the length of the longest path from the root to the bottom. Okay? That is the time it takes in the worst case, right? If the tree is balanced, the height of the tree is log n. If it's terribly unbalanced, it is order n. Any questions about that? Okay? Any questions? So, okay. Okay? Where are, let's think about the other dictionary search operations. If I want to find the minimum element in a binary search tree, how do I find the minimum element in a binary search tree? That was one of my operations was min, right? How do I find them? Where's the minimum element in the binary search tree? Basically, it's got to be, if this is the root, it's got to be, is there anybody less than me? If they are, they're down here. Anybody less than me? Got to be down here. Anyone less than me? Nope. This is the minimum. Does everybody agree with that? So bopping down left pointers till I hit the end will give me the min. And bopping down right pointers till I hit the max, get the end, will give me the max. How much time will this take? Order H, where H is the height of the tree. Does everybody agree with that? So min and max are also proportional to the height of the tree. And again, that's easy to do if you, again, it's not a complicated routine. Any questions? What if I want to find the predecessor of a node? Here is a node, okay? How do I find who is before it in sorted order? Okay? Yes. So the claim here is that this requires a little bit of care. If I have an internal node, the predecessor is somebody who is less than me. Okay? Where are the people who are less than me? They have to be over to the left side, right? So they're somewhere in here. Does everybody agree with that? Now, the predecessor is the guy who's less than me by the least amount. It's the biggest guy who's less than me. So where do I find this one? It is the maximum element in this subtree, right? We know how to find the maximum element, right? We just go bopping down right pointers. Does everybody agree with that? So if my node is an internal node, how much time does it take to find the predecessor in a binary search tree? How do I find the predecessor if it's an internal node? I go down to the left, one pointer, then bop down to the right as far as possible. How much time does that take? Order H, if H is the height of the tree. Does everybody see that every operation is moving me lower and lower into the tree, right? So I'm not doing more than a constant amount of work at each level. Order H. Any questions? Yes. So you're saying this is now maybe a more interesting case. Where is the predecessor of this guy? Okay? You're saying this guy could be less than me, right? Now, but let's think about it. Where are the nodes in this category? They have to have the property that they are less than this guy, right? These nodes all have to be greater than the root. Do you agree with that? Why do these nodes have to be greater than the root? They're on the right side, and they have to be less than the me, right? Do you agree with that? So where is the candidate predecessor? The root guy is less than me, but he's not the predecessor so long as I have children, right? Does everybody agree with that? I guess it's sort of more like with kings. Kings have successors so long as they have children, right? If they don't have children, then it becomes a problem, right? Find out who's going to succeed them. Okay? Any questions? So what is the case that's more interesting here is actually, I guess, did I give you an example here or not? Let me go back here. Bob. What though if I do not have children? Who is my predecessor in a world where I do not have children? This note, no guy less than it, right? Who is its predecessor going to be? Okay? Obviously, it's not going to be the guy to the right. Anything in the right subtree can't be its predecessor. Why not? It's bigger than it. That's not going to be it. Now, what do we know about the parent? Is the parent going to be less than it or not? You don't know. You have to check. Well, a lot of it depends upon whether or not the pointer came from the left or the right. Does everybody see that? That in this case, I am the left, X is the left child of its parent. Is X bigger or smaller than its parent? Smaller. Its grandparent, it's a right child of the smaller one. Does everybody agree with that? Is the grandparent here bigger or smaller than this? Okay. Any questions? The grandparent. Is the grandparent, how does the grandparent compare to the parent? Okay, bigger. Does everybody agree with that? So if I'm looking for a predecessor, who is going to be my predecessor? Let's think about that. I'm at the end of this long. I've got to be smaller than this. This one's got to be smaller than this. This one's got to be smaller than this. Which of these guys is my best candidate for my predecessor? If I go down all through left, it's got to be my predecessor that is closest to me, right? Someone that's less than me. This guy is less than me, less than me, less than me, right? Does everybody agree with that? Which of these is the biggest of the bunch? Okay, let's think about it. If I'm following a bunch of left pointers here, who is bigger? All these guys have to be less than me, right? I've got to be bigger than me, right? Bigger, bigger, bigger. Who is my immediate predecessor? The guy that is bigger than me, then which one should it be? The parent. Does everybody agree with that? I think I may have the slide wrong, so let's not look at the slide for a minute. Okay, who should my predecessor be? My predecessor, I claim, is the guy who is less than me by the smallest amount, right? Let's think about these as keys. If this is numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Do we agree that this is the relative ordering of all those guys on the left chain? Am I right about that? What is the value of this guy? This is a right, I now have this as a right child. What is the value of this guy? This note has to be less than everybody else in there. Does everybody agree with that? What is the value of this note have to be? It's got to be less than everybody on this subtree, right? So maybe it's not pointing. What about this node? What's the value of this node have to be? It has to be less than everybody else in the subtree. Does everybody agree with that? So this, in this analogy, is going to be 0, right? This one has to be less than this one. Does everybody agree with that? So the predecessor is the first right. Keep going back, actually, to following up my ancestors until I am a blue. That before me is the predecessor. Any questions? This may be a little tricky to see. So actually, I think this is right, what I had before. It's tricky enough that when I see it, it looks suspicious. But does everybody get the idea? In this example, I am following a chain of left pointers. I am going to have to be less than my parent, less than my grandparent, less than my great-grandparent, if I'm bopping through left pointer, the predecessor is somebody less than me. Well, who is the first person who's going to be less than me? It's going to be the first right pointer that is an ancestor of me. Do people get that? How many people sort of believe it? How many people do believe it? Maybe more people believe it than sort of believe it? Not sure I trust that. Okay? But so basically, if I want to now go through and figure out who was my last rightmost descendant on my path, how could I do that? Could someone give me an algorithm to figure out who was the last rightmost ancestor to find me? How would you do that? What? If I have a pointer to the parent, I can say, hey, am I your right child? Am I your right child? Am I a left child or a right child? If I'm a left child, I keep searching. Everybody agree with that? Any questions? Well, root is, I claim, always going to be more than me. Predecessor is somebody before me. Does everybody agree with that? Actually, I've been using the word predecessor here. The predecessor, I think actually this should be predecessor. Okay? If I am looking for a predecessor, the predecessor, let's go back and try this again. Bunk. Okay? Suppose we want to find the predecessor of an elephant, right? If I am my left node's left parent, my parent is bigger or smaller than me. In this case, what do we know about my parent? Parent of X. Bigger. Can it be my predecessor? No. The right third says this person has to be less than this. Okay? And in fact, it's the one that is less than it by the least amount. Any questions? Who is your predecessor if you do not have any right ancestor? Who is your predecessor if you do not have any right ancestor? You are the first one, you're the minimum element, right? You don't have any predecessor. You're the first one in order, right? That might be more convincing for you guys, right? We found the minimum element by bopping down left pointers. If all we can do to get to me is to bop down left pointers, I had to be the minimum element, right? Any questions about that? Okay. So this is a little bit tricky to see why this is right, although it is right. Okay. What is the time complexity to find it? Let's think about making this concrete. How do we find which of our ancestors is the first one to make us be a right turn? If we have a pointer to the element, we could say, hey, find me a pointer to the parent. You have a pointer to me, you have a pointer to the parent. If the right child of this parent is me, pointer value is the same as me, then that's true. If not, I have to march up earlier. Does everybody agree with this? The question, how do people see that? So in constant time, I march up one level until I finally find the place where it was a right choice. So certainly if I have the parent pointer, I can find these things in time proportional to the height. Any questions? What if I don't have the parent pointer? Can someone find out who the first right pointer is to get to me? It's proportional to the height. How would you do it without pointers? Do a new search for the element. What happens if I do a new search for the element and store the pointers I visit on a stack? Everybody agree with that? Start, you want to search for it, but the root here. Left child, right child, left child, right child. I stack the pointers till you find me, right? Now who's my parent? The last guy on the stack. Who's the parent of that? The guy before it on the stack. Does everybody see that? Maybe a little bit more detail than you want to see it. But you see how I could actually, in time proportional to the height, find all the ancestors on my path. And then I can look at them freely because I have them. Any questions? That's why having parent pointers is optional, although I like to keep them. It's easier. Any questions? Okay. So predecessor and successor, well, how fast can we do them? Time proportional to the height of I'm not going to do it for us. Okay. How much those operations took time proportional to the height of the tray? How do we insert a new element into a binary search tray? How would we do it? Because the operations we still haven't done, I guess, are insert and delete, right? How do we do an insertion into a binary search tree so it stays a binary search tree? What do we have to do? If I want to insert Skeena into the tree, what do I have to do? I have to make sure I put Skeena where I can find Skeena when it is there, right? So I do a search. Where does Skeena go? Less than one, two. Ah, Skeena goes over here, right? What I do is I take my node. I keep traversing until I hit a nil pointer. That is where I would have found Skeena if Skeena was there, right? So it's a simple matter of changing that pointer from pointing to nil to pointing to my new element. Does everybody see that if I put it in just that spot, it's in a spot where I can find it? Any questions about that? How much time does it take? Order the height of the tree. Does everybody see that? Questions. What's the one operation we haven't done yet? And that's the code to do it. So you can see it's not that complicated. How do you do deletion? Deletion is the trickiest of the three operations on a binary search tray. But I want to convince you that if you handle it right, again, in the program book, I give you like about a program. It's a messy program of about a page to do it. So it's a complicated and ugly. But logically, it's not so complicated. Let's say that this was our tree. Suppose I want to delete a node that doesn't have any children. Let's say node 3. What do I have to do to delete a node without any children to keep it a binary search tree? Everybody see? I just removed the parent pointer, not linking to me. The parent disowns me. Nobody is going to care, right? I'm out of the tray. No problem. Any questions? What if you delete a node that has one child? Let's now try and clear it up. I think I'm going to try to clear it. The bunk. What if I try now to delete a node that has one child? Let's look at node number 6 here. Node number 6 has one child, right? Can I just remove the pointer and set that node to be nil? Could I just nil that pointer out? Who is going to be upset about that? Well, it's going to be the descendants of somebody along that line, right? Does everybody agree with that? And it might not just be one unhappy node. This could be a whole subtree rooted there, right? So a lot of damage could be done if we just wiped it out. How do we fix that problem up? Okay. If I delete this node had room for two children and only had one child, right? The parent had one pointer it was used that is now not being used, right? If I link now from this to the subtree below where I deleted, is it still a binary search tree? This is the clever thing to see. You have to think about this for a minute, right? Will we still find everybody in this subtree? All these elements have the property that they were, everything in this subtree had the property that it was greater than 4, right? After we delete 6, everybody in this subtree still has the property that it is greater than 4. Does everybody agree with that? Nobody is offended if I point this guy to where it's supposed to go? Any questions about that? Do people believe that? Now, where does it get tricky? What if I try to delete a node that has two children? 4 is an example of a node which has two children. Why can't I do the same thing that I did before? What did I do before when I was deleting a node with one child, right? I got rid of the node and then used my free pointer that was pointing to this node to point to its descendants. What's my problem now? I have two subtrees I have to deal with. Does everybody agree with that? It's a bummer, okay? I've got to somehow figure out how to relink this thing. What can I do to delete number 4? Okay? Here is the tree that I get on my example over here. When I deleted number 4, what did I actually do? If you look at it, what physically got deleted? Okay? What I did was the following. Here is an interesting idea. What if I take a look at the successor of 4? Who has the property of being the successor of this node? How do I find my successor? Where is my successor? It is what? It is in the right subtree, right? Where is it in the right subtree? Leftmost node, kabunk, in the right subtree. Does everybody agree that's the successor? What if now I relabel the node that had the node that I was deleting with the successor? Who is unhappy? The successor is the smallest one in this subtree who was greater than me, right? Every other node in this subtree is bigger and smaller than my successor. Bigger, right? That's what it meant to be the successor, right? This was the first ranking of all the guys in that subtree. If you want to find any one of the other guys, are they bigger than what my successor was? Yes. So they're going to be in my right tree, right? Relabeling this node with its successor didn't make it any harder to find me, right? So from a search point of view, this guy is just fine. Maybe I'll clear it again just to see what I've done. Right now what I've done so far is take this node, relabel it with my successor. What is my problem now? This node here that I wanted to delete is gone. But now I've got 2 copies of my successor. What do I have to do? Remove this one. Why is this going to be easy? Does it have to be a leaf? No. It could have somebody else, 5.5. But it can't have any left descendant. Does everybody agree? So it's got to have at most 1 descendant, which I've shown you how to physically remove. So if we do this, how much time does it take? I have to find my successor. How much time does it take to find my successor? Order H. I've got to change my label. How much time does that take once I have the successor? Constant time. Overwrite my label. It used to be Skeena, now it is Bender. Okay? I now have to go and delete what was an element with at the bottom, which is basically removing one pointer to its parent. How much time does that take? Order 1 if I have the pointer to it, which I should from my last successor. If not, I'll go find it again. Order H plus order H plus 1 is order H. Any questions about it? So the neat thing about binary searching, about binary search trees, the wonderful thing about binary search trees is that all the operations take time proportional to order H. Okay? Any questions about that? So this is a good thing. Now, what is the best height that we might possibly hope for a tree with n children, with n nodes in it. Log n, and why is it log n? Because every height, another height, we can double the number of nodes we have. 1, 3, 7. Are we doubling the number of nodes? Almost. I'm not worrying about one extra piddly thing, right? 15, 31, 63, bop, bop, bop. I'm doubling the number of nodes, okay? So if I'm lucky, I can fit all my n keys in a tree of height log n, okay? If I am unlucky, what happens? Okay? What happens is I might end up with a tree that is a skinny twig. How might I end up with a tree that is a skinny twig the way that I did it? What insertion order? Remember, I'm building this tree by insertions, right? If I insert it from smallest to biggest, does everybody see that what's going to happen is I start building, insert A, ka-chunk. Now I've got A. Insert B, well, it's got to go there. Insert C, got to go there. Insert D, got to go there. Do I have any control of the order in which people are doing insertions? What I'd really like to say is, hey, wait a second, guy. Median element, I want you to be inserted first. But can I do that? I have no control of the order in which you guys registered for my class, right? I might say, gee, it would save a lot of computational time if you guys inserted yourself in sorted order. But I can't do that, right? I have a data structure to maintain the class. It has to insert whatever it is given. So it looks like my worst case, at least with these algorithms, I don't have any control over what I do. Any questions? The interesting thing, though, is a couple of things. First of all, if I insert things at random, if you guys were, in fact, in registering for my class, I'm going to assume that you registered for my class in random alphabetical order, right? The first person in my class is every bit as likely to be at the beginning of my class or the middle of my class or the end of the class in alphabetical order. Do you agree with that? There shouldn't have been any bias. If the person who was first inserted into my class was in the middle, then that's great, right? Because now half the insertions will go to the left and half the insertions are going to go to the right. Now, what you can sort of show here is that there are more guys in the middle than there are at the ends. So if I randomly put you guys in here, likely there's going to be quite often I'm going to be inserting a guy in the middle that's going to do a nice job of splitting them. And in fact, if you guarantee me you're inserting them in random order, the tree is almost certain to be of height log n. This is very good. But again, the worst case is still very bad. Any questions? However, there is a way to do dictionaries. So the worst case of log n is in fact log n for all these operations. Okay? And it has to do with maintaining the tree. Not just doing the insertions and deletions the way that we did before, but by being a little bit cleverer in our insertions and deletions. Namely, whenever we notice that we do an insertion that makes us too lopsided, we restructure the tree through an operation called the rotation, which I don't really want to talk about, to fix up the tree to make it more balanced. And it turns out that if we do a little bit of housekeeping each step of the way, we can guarantee that our tree is going to be order log n in height. Okay? And if so, that is all these operations, insert, delete, max, search, min, predecessor, successor, take log n time in the worst case. Any questions? Did you guys, when you took a data structures class, did you learn about balanced trees? What was your favorite balanced tree in that class? Splay tree. I heard someone talk about splay trees. Were there any other kinds of trees people learned about? Ready? and black trees. Any other kinds of trees? 2-3 trees. Anybody else have other favorite balanced search trees? Maybe L trees. Everybody's got a favorite one. There are lots of different trees that will guarantee it. And these really beautiful data structures, I really like to talk about them. But I'm not going to talk about them. Because the big picture from an algorithm design point is to know that they are there. Because these things exist, we know we can do all these dictionary operations in log n time if we want. Okay? Any questions about that? Okay? Any questions? Which is a better dictionary? A balanced binary search tree or a sorted linked list? The answer is it depends on what you want to do, right? If you wanted to do a lot of, let's say an unsorted list. If you wanted to do a lot of insertions and weren't going to look at the data very much, you're like a file cabinet. You insert things, but you don't look for it very much. It's different than a garbage can where you never look for it, right? The answer is that would be better to use a, not spend the time, that log n time every single time you do an insertion, perhaps. Okay? So each data implementation realizes a set of operations in certain times. And sometimes it makes a big difference which one we use. We want one with the best balance for the operations we need. Any questions? Okay. I'd like to end talking about one other dictionary data structure, which is, in the worst case, not very good, but in practice, an amazingly good thing to do. Okay? So, when I was learning about algorithms, I didn't like hearing about hash tables. Why? Hash tables, who here does not know about hash tables? Never heard anything about hash tables. Everyone's heard about them. When I was growing up, I heard about hash tables. I didn't like them. They said, well, the worst case is order n. Who needs them, right? We're dealing big O analysis. Who cares about the worst case? Students today, I think, like hash tables better. What has changed between now and then? Basically, you guys are now used to stealing data structure implementations from from your library, right? You live in an object-oriented world. How many people here have ever used a hash table? Everybody. How many people have ever implemented a hash table? Very few, okay? Hash tables are very practical things once somebody else has implemented them. Not that they're that hard to implement, but there's a certain amount of subtlety that has to go into them. The idea of a hash table is that looking at item up in an array is constant time once you have any index. Okay, a hash function is going to be a function that in some sense takes your key and maps it to an index. Okay, so what we're going to do with hash tables, is going to be indexed by hash value. And we can think of it as being, in my favorite way of doing it, an array of buckets. So if I am going to insert an element, okay, let's say I want to insert Skeena into the hash table. I am going to compute some function, h of Skeena, that is going to give me a number. This number is going to correspond to a bucket. I'm going to use that index and insert me into the linked list associated with that bucket. Any questions? How do you search for Skeena? You compute H of Skeena, and that will give you the same bucket you had before if this was a deterministic thing, right? I now cruise through the potentially several elements in that bucket, saying, are you Skeena? Are you Skeena? Yeah, you're Skeena. Good. Okay? If the size of my table is about the size of my number of keys, and if my hash function scatters the elements around uniformly, very, very few elements are going to be in that bucket. Okay? So my access time should in principle be constant. Everybody see that? Constant time to compute the H of Skeena. To to go to the Skeena bucket, to look at these small number of elements. Are you Skeena? Any questions about it? So this is a good thing. Any questions about that? Bunk. Okay. So what does a hash function look like? Okay, I know we've only got a few minutes here, but I want to just look at this once quickly. A hash function is a formula that takes the string that I want to hash and maps it to a number. The easiest hash function that I can think of says if my alphabet, let's say you're using ASCII, there's 128 characters in each for each of the alphabet in ASCII. Okay? Why? That's 2 to the 7th. That's how many bits there are. Okay? If I interpret any particular letter of the alphabet as a number between 0 and 127 by its ASCII code value, what am I doing? I can interpret Skeena as being a number written in base 128. Do people see what I'm doing here? If I interpret the Skeena as a number written in base 28, the value of it is the ith position is going to be 128 to the I times the value of that of what digit is in that value. This hash function is interpreting a string as essentially a number, okay, written on in the base proportional to the size of the alphabet. Any questions about that? Can I go over that again? The answer is I will go over that again, but not now. Next class. I want us to think about it. What is a problem with this? This is going to be making me a number. What are the limitations with this? It's a very big number. Okay? Next class, we're going to think a little bit more about hashing because it's an important thing. Okay? And I do want to cover it a little bit more deeply. Any questions? Okay. Thanks for your attention. See you next class.